Mori Bro Boys, I lessons from the lathe, Parshas Balak. As we work our way now into the summer months, hopefully a lesson that will help us through the summer months, and hopefully my last non-live in front of a studio audience shiur. The idea that I wanted to bring across today is based on a really gorgeous idea from the wonderful Sefer attributed to Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Thinking Aloud. And it's based on a shiur that Rav Soloveitchik gave in Yiddish. I will not read through Yiddish, don't worry, in the 1950s. He speaks about the concept of not simply being a delivery person for a message, but internalizing it. Let's see. The Sifri tells us the following. The Sifri says that Velo kam Navi b'Yisrael kemoshe. There was no Navi that ever rose like Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval be'umos kam. However, amongst the nations, there was someone who arose. Amongst Israel, there wasn't a Navi like Moshe, but there was one. Ve'eze zeh Bilam ben Beor. Bilam, as our parsha, of course, will enumerate what he tries to do to curse the Jewish people. Bilam is listed as the top of the top for the Gentile nations in terms of prophets. Ella yesh hefresh, there's a difference, bein nuvuato shel Moshe. There's a big difference between the prophecy of Moshe and nuvuato shel Bilam. So now you're expecting the Sifri to give us the meat and potatoes of the differences, and for to ask you, what do you think the differences are? Wow, they're going to be a long list here. No, Moshe lo haya medaber imo ad shehu amad shenemar ve'ata po omeri madi ubilam haya medaber. So, what was the difference? That when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke imo with Hashem, he was only done when he was standing. The bilam no. So the Pasuk says that Bilam would speak to Hashem even when he has fallen. As the Pasuk said, he saw Hashem while fallen and with his eyes open. So Rav Soloveitchik says that the question is quite obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu was not only the best of the best of Jewish Nevi'im. Moshe Emes, Terasa Emes, Lakam Yisrael Kemoshe Od, we say. But ultimately, we believe that Moshe was different certainly than the Bilam who tried to curse the nation. There's a very difficult question here. Was that the only difference? Standing, sitting? If I had to think, as we said, I could point out in my own mind what I would think to be many, many other differences. So we have to understand what Soloveitchik says is the Pashut Pshat. What does it mean? So he said he thinks that the Pshat's like this. Bilam prophesized, Matoivu Ohalecha Yaakov. How beautiful are the tents in our Parsha of Yaakov. How beautiful are your dwelling places. We spoke about the idea of the Mefarshim tell us different interpretations of what this means. Many think we're speaking about the Mishkanos Yisrael, the real fighting force of Bnei Yisrael, which is the Torah. And one was quite a practical one, which was Matoiv Lecha Yaakov speaks about our Ohalim, the privacy that each Jew had to make sure that when they built their tents, no tent would face the opening of the other tent. So there should be private, there should be Shmias, Holchemes Ne'alechas. The Rambam, in his introduction to Perek Achar, Chelek discusses the different tenets of Judaism. In the 12th tenet, the Rambam writes that the yesod of Amuna is in Beis HaMashiach and that it stems from the prophecy of Bilam. Kedushos Beis Midrashos, Kedushos Mikdash Maat, the holiness of both shuls and houses of study are rooted in the concept of Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov. We know, of course, Mikdash Ma'at, the Gemara Megillah tells us, those are our shuls today, that we don't have a Beis Mikdash. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Yudala tells us that the basis of a Mikdash Ma'at is rooted in the Kedusha level of Matov Ela Yaakov. Every time someone goes to shul and says this pasuk, this is a central pasuk, which is remarkable. We put this on our paroches. There was, I remember way back when, my Bible teacher, Rabbi Alan Schwartz, said that he was speaking in a place that had different types of Jews. And a more religious-looking Jew got up and he said, "How dare you quote this person?" Whoever he quoted, I don't remember, a philosopher, whatever it was. "Gun Goyish Asosh, you're in a shul, you know, but right in back he was the Aron Kodesh." And he said to this person, looking back, he said, "Seriously?" He said, "Your own paroches has a pasuk from a guy." Okay, so it's not 100% true because it was the words of the Rabbanu Shalom that put into his mouth. But Matovu Alecha Yaakov, the Gemara tells us, is what keeps us going to remind ourselves that that's what we had. And you know, when we compare the Ohel of Yaakov to the Ohel, Mahavdil, of the Goyim, they are so different. Ohel Yaakov is what, of course, kept us going throughout these generations. The Ohel of Yaakov reminded us that a person can live in the generation, we spoke about this a few weeks ago, of being able to be a Torah Jew, but realizing how important the spirituality is. In fact, it was the words of Rav Soloveitchik, not saying that we live in two worlds, but that part and parcel is the world that we ought to be in. And that's the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's this idea of the Matovu Ala Yaakov, this fundamental principle. This is also brought out, parenthetically, by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in his Kuntra Sofrim, where he explains that Hashem's reaction to Bilaam's actions by invoking a fundamental principle that permeates our entire relationship with Hashem. We have a incumbent obligation to do Ratzon Hashem. He goes on to explain, and this is maybe the difference that Rav Soloveitchik is speaking out, that technically it's true Hashem permitted Bilaam to try to curse the Jewish people. Obviously, Hashem did not want him to do that. Evidence from the initial conversation that Bilaam has with the Rebbe Shalom. We, as Jews, have an obligation to do Avodas Hashem in the way that Hashem wants us to do it, and recognizing our ultimate Kedusha level and the fact that we are the Hivdilanu Min Atayim, we are different than every other nation. Continues Rav Soloveitchik that our essence is this pasuk of Matov Alecha Yaakov. Malchios, which we state, of course, on Rosh Hashanah. We quote the Pesukim in Musaf for Malchios. One is Shema, and one is the Nevuah of Bilaam. Why is this show so, asked Rav Soloveitchik? As far as the actual Nevuah went, Bilaam's Nevuah, in fact, did not fall short of Moshe Rabbeinu's. We see that there's an integral part of Matov Ela Yaakov, as the Gemara tells us. It's what keeps us going, reminding us of this Ohalim of Yaakov. So the answer, says Rav Soloveitchik, lies in the following. So again, let's review. Pshat, this Sifri makes sense. there doesn't seem to be a great difference between prophecies, between the words spoken. However, says Rav Soloveitchik, a Jewish Navi is not a representative. He's not a mere message carrier. He is, a representative, not a mere message carrier. You need to represent. The Sifri here is talking about one word, shlichus. They were equal on the level of Nevuah, but the major difference was that Bilam had momentary madrigos, where he momentarily had tremendous revelations. But Moshe, the role continued. He lived it in everything that he did. This is the pasuk that says, "V'ata po omed imadi." That's the major difference the Sifri is pointing out, is the principle of shlichos ha'adam k'moisei. Of course, this is great gemaras and interpretations within the Rishonim and Acharonim, but betachlis, shlichos ha'adam k'moisei means that it's like my extended hand. There's many great nafkaminas in Choshen Mishpat. If I ask somebody to do something and now he does that and damages, do I have to pay? But on a mitzvah level, shlichos ha'adam k'moisei, I can appoint you in certain mitzvahs to do the mitzvah as if I did the mitzvah. Moshe was given over nevuah, prophecy, as a shliach of Hashem. Moshe was an omed. He was the ultimate intermediary between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. And all Jewish Nevi'im were shlichim for both sides. All Rabbanim nowadays, says Rav Soloveitchik, are the shlichim as well on both sides. Bilam was able to receive and repeat the message just as well as Moshe was. However, a true Navi of Hashem does more than just give over a message. The Nevi'im were shlichim of Hashem. The Navi, therefore, stood kiviyachol in place of Hashem. When he repeated the message, you weren't just seeing the person giving over the message, you saw someone who represented the message. Standing in the place of Hashem can only be done when a person has Ruach Elokim in him, who is sufficiently elevated. Bilam could parrot the words, but there was no Ruach Elokim inside of him. Bilam was just a person repeating the words of Hashem, like a parrot can repeat. He could say all the davening, that doesn't mean you're counting him for a minyan. Moshe's greatness was not just his nevuah. It was both the shliach of Hashem and the shliach ha'emunah. Shliach ha'emunah, meaning Bilam was a Navi, he wasn't a shliach. Moshe's shlichus was double. He was the shliach of Hashem and the shliach of Bnei Israel. What does that mean? It says Rav Soloveitchik that one, he lived his whole existence and said his nevuah as a shliach. I'm representing. We see time and time again in our parshas and in these parshas, it's almost not a parsha that Bnei Yisrael doesn't complain. He becomes the shliach of the Am and begs the Rabbonu Shalom for forgiveness and then represents the Rabbonu Shalom in that forgiveness. Speaking about last week's parsha, the serpent. The Jews are getting bitten by this because of the harsh words they said about the food of Hashem, the man. And Hashem begs them to be better, and it's through Moshe's becoming now a servant of Hashem, saying, okay, now take this copper sermon, Nechoshet Nachash, and look at it, and you will be healed. And that's the major difference with Korach and Moshe. Korach just thought he could just take Nevuah and say words, but not act upon it, not be that role model. When Moshe Rabbeinu, in Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim, Betzad Lecha, Umitzucha, Kol HaDevarim Ha'ila, Ba'achris HaYamim, V'shafta Ad Hashem Lekecha, V'shamata Bekola. This was not just words. Moshe lived then the Golas together. Imo Anochi Batzara wasn't just Hashem, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. We learned that Moshe Rabbeinu asked that he feel, he be margish it. When his hands were up during the war, be margish it. Just like the Rabbeinu Shalom Kiviyachal, Tache Kisei HaKavod during the entire time of Sheba Mitzrayim, says, had a stone underneath his throne. But he imagined a time of Gula. V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. He was burning with Ahavas Hashem. And now we could understand that that's why Hashem says, Po, Omedi Madi, you are with me. Bilam was Nof of a Goloyenof. He saw clear, but he wasn't a Shliach. He just saw the Dvar Hashem and said it over. Similar to that of a parrot. And we have to be very careful. We spoke out this morning of Cook's beautiful idea of davening with emes, the call to truth. Olam Haba is called Olam HaEmes. We call out to Hashem be'emes when we daven. To recognize that our goals have to be true and external, internal. Davening in truth aspires to uncover the inner meaning of our existence, of living a life where we recognize that we're representatives of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, not mere shlichim who give it over. And this is ultimately, it should be our summer goal. When we look to the summer and the different challenges that summer brings, whether it's vacationing, minyanim, snias aspects, v'chulu v'chulu, we remind ourselves that we are representatives of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. You know, there's a conversation that can happen. For example, when a person goes to a sporting event and all of a sudden you see seventh inning stress, the Jews make a mad dash, looks like they're going to get hot dogs, but they're not getting hot dogs, they're davening mincha. And on one hand, you look at this and say, wow, what a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I was at such a game once, obviously many, many years ago before, you know, I am who I am now. I'm kidding. And someone was there actually ordering a hot dog, a religious-looking person. And it was one of those situations where you wouldn't have been able to, it was almost shkia, you wouldn't be able to daven mincha, or my, whatever it was. And he said, I'd rather daven b'yechidus than daven with you people. But I think in essence, it's not about just speaking the words of mincha, but living an interpretation, a message of, I represent the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and I represent my people well. I am a walking Kiddush Hashem, and yes, people should turn around and say, you know, should say that this is the Dvar Hashem. Of course, my example, I give it umpteen time, as opposed to, let's say, davening on the plane. Yes, you're saying the words of Hashem, but you're not acting the way Hashem wants you to do, back to Kuntra, so from the Ratzon or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The summer reminds us that we have a challenge not only to go ahead and find that minion in the Hamptons or to make a minion. Is this where I should be living? Am I representing the Ribbono Shel'Olam by having this minion this way? Am I representing the Ribbono Shel'Olam by doing this, that, and the other, making people jump hoops over just so I can eat kosher? To be careful. Moshe Rabbeinu was a true representative of the Dvar Hashem, as opposed to, Bilam, which is giving over words that God granted him to be able to say. We should internalize Matovu Alecha Yaakov in this tremendous message. As the summer months approach, We should accept the challenge of being Mekadosh Hashem in the appropriate and proper way in everything we do and everywhere we walk and everywhere we go, recognizing that especially if we're leaving our little cocoon, especially some of us in that cocoon for a year and a half, have a great opportunity now to let people know what the Jewish people are and their representatives of the Rabbanu Shalom, not merely saying over his words. And as we pine in just a week from now for Mashiach, for the Beis HaMikdash, as we start the mourning process over the 3 weeks of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, we remind ourselves the way that we bring back the chalal, the opening that is here in our world in Golos, without having a Beis HaMikdash, is Kiddush Hashem, that rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. Kiddush Hashem is the ultimate sign that we want the Beis HaMikdash, because we're saying, God, we're living a life that you would want us to live. We're showing that we have a piece of you inside of us. Shabbat Zeicha to take these messages to light, Rav Soloveitchik's beautiful words, and not merely be a Bilam who does lip service, who acts like a parrot, but live a life where we represent Am Yisrael and the Rabbanu Shalom, and being true Avodim to Hashem. And may you see that, the Rabbanu Shalom, and being back the Bayis Shlishi, being back the Bayis that we so much want, with Binyan Bayis Shlishi, Rehir V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.